Welcome back. This is an intermediate Ableton Live sampling lesson for drum and bass, and we're going to do something that feels almost like cheating. We're going to turn nothing into a rolling texture loop, using only stock Ableton devices. No third-party plugins. Today's source is Room Tone, that boring background sound in a space. The air, a little electrical hum, distant traffic, reflections. In DNB, that nothing can become the glue behind your drums, the tension under your bass, and the movement that makes a loop feel alive without adding more percussion. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar texture clip built from a single room recording, split into three layers. An air bed that's wide and subtle, a rhythm layer that pulses with your groove, and a tonal layer that gives you eerie harmonics in key. Then we'll glue it together on a bus, sidechain it so it breathes around the drums, and set it up so it evolves like a real DNB atmosphere instead of a static hiss. Step 0. Capture room tone. You want 20 to 60 seconds of consistent ambience. Phone voice memo is fine. Laptop mic is fine. Even silence from an old recording works. Quick recording tips: set the device down so you don't get handling noise, and grab a couple spaces if you can. Bedrooms tend to be dull and controlled. Hallways have longer resonances. Bathrooms are bright and reflective. Those differences matter later. Drag your recording into Ableton on a new audio track and name it Room Tone. Before we add any devices, here's a coach move that saves time. Pick the right boring section. Room tone isn't consistent. Zoom into the waveform and look for the last stretch. No chair creaks, no little bumps, no sudden bird outside. That one choice prevents you from chasing clicks and weird bursts later. Step 1. Clean and prep, but keep some dirt. On the room tone track, add utility first. Adjust gain so your peaks are roughly around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS. Not because that's magical, but because it gives you headroom for saturation and resonance later without everything turning into brittle noise. Then add EQ8. High pass it somewhere between 80 and 150 Hz. In drum and bass, texture cannot be stealing subspace. If your room recording has harsh hiss, do a gentle dip somewhere around 6 to 10k, 1 to 3 dB, wide Q, subtle. Optionally add gate. This is not for hard muting. It's for noise floor management. Set the threshold so it barely closes when the room is truly quiet, maybe minus 45 to minus 30 depending on your recording. Set return around 150 to 300 milliseconds so it doesn't chatter. And set floor to something like minus 12 to minus 24 dB so it never fully disappears. If you hard mute room tone, it sounds fake. We want it controlled, not erased. Now consolidate a clean portion. Select about 8 to 20 seconds that feels steady, and consolidate it. Rename it Room Tone Clean 01. Step 2. Make it loopable and introduce micro variation. Open clip view on your consolidated clip. Turn warp on. Use Complex Pro. Turn formants on and try something like 50 to 100, and set envelope around 80 to 120. Don't stress about getting the segment BPM correct. The goal isn't tight musical timing. The goal is stability and a texture that doesn't do weird speed wobbles. If you hear clicks at your loop point, use clip fades or adjust the loop brace slightly until it's smooth. Now duplicate that clip out to 16 bars at your project tempo. We're in DNB land, so set your project around 174 BPM if you're following the practice setup. Here's an easy trick for evolution. Split the 16 bars into 4-bar chunks and transpose different chunks up or down by 1 to 3 semitones. We're not writing melody. We're creating slow tonal drift so the texture feels like it's moving. Now step 3. Build the 3-layer system. Duplicate your room tone track twice. Rename them Room Air, Room Rhythm, Room Tonal. Then group them into a bus called Room Texture Bus. This bus is where we'll do the final glue and sidechain. Let's do layer A, Room Air. The wide bed. Add EQ8. High pass at around 120 to 200 Hz. If it's fizzy, add a gentle high shelf down 1 to 3 dB above maybe 8 to 12k. Then add chorus ensemble. We're going for subtle motion, not 90s trance pad. Set it to chorus mode. Amount around 10 to 25%. Rate slow, like 0.15 to 0.35 Hz. Width wide, 120 to 180%. Mix somewhere around 15 to 35%. Listen for a slight breathing motion in the air. Then add reverb, or if you have it and want more realism, hybrid reverb with a touch of convolution. Keep it controlled either way. On standard reverb, try size 40 to 70%, decay 2 to 4.5 seconds, low cut 200 to 400, high cut 6 to 10k, and dry slash wet 8 to 18%. You want a sense of space, not a wash that smears the drop. then utility at the end, and widen it 140 to 170%. This is a background bid, so width is your friend, but we'll mono check later. Layer B, room rhythm, the gated groove. This is the layer that makes the texture roll like a shaker without adding a shaker. Start with auto filter set to band pass. Find the grime band, usually somewhere between 700 Hz and 3K. Sweep until it reads on small speakers. Add some resonance, around 0.7 to 1.4. Add a little drive, 2 to 6 dB. Now you've isolated the part of room tone that can behave rhythmically. Next, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. The reason is simple. Gating thin noise can sound weak. Saturation gives it density, so the rhythm feels intentional. Now the groove maker. Gate with sidechain. Turn sidechain on. Set audio from to your drum bus or a kick and snare group. Hit the sidechain, listen briefly to confirm you're actually feeding the right signal. Set threshold around minus 30 as a starting point. Then adjust until the room tone opens and closes in rhythm with the drums. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 30. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds. And here's the teacher note. Don't chase gain reduction, chase feel. The release curve is everything. If it feels like it's sucking after the snare, shorten the release. If it never recovers between hits, shorten release or raise threshold. If it clicks or chatters, give it a slightly slower attack or longer release. Set floor to minus infinity for choppy movement or around minus 18 for a softer, more natural pulse. DNB tip. If your beat is busy, try sidechaining from snare only. That classic 2 and 4 breathing gives space without turning everything into a pump fest. Then add utility and keep this layer more centered, width around 80 to 120%. The rhythmic layer works best when it supports the groove from the middle, instead of smearing around the edges. Layer C, room tonal, the haunted harmonics. Add resonators. Choose mode I for cleaner or Roman II for more character. Set dry slash wet around 15 to 35%. Now tune it. Pick notes in your key. If your tune is in G minor, you might pick G, B flat, D, and F. Set decay around 0.8 to 2.5 seconds. Set color around 300 to 900. If it starts whistling or sounding like a synth lead, lower dry slash wet or decay. This should sit like a ghost, not take over. Then EQ 8. High pass around 150 to 250 Hz. If a ring is annoying, do the classic search, narrow Q, boost to find it, then cut it by 3 to 8 dB. Then echo for subtle rhythmic tail. Set time to 1/8 or 3/16. Feedback 10 to 25%. Filter it. High pass around 300, low pass around 5 to 8K. Dry slash wet 8 to 20%. You want motion and depth, not a delay line that competes with drums. Now step 4. Glue and make it sit with drums and bass. On the room texture bus, put EQ 8 first. High pass again at 120 to 200. Think of this as a safety net. If the texture muddies your snare body, try a small dip around 200 to 400. If it fights your Reese presence, a gentle dip around 1 to 2K can clear the center without killing the vibe. Next, add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring threshold down until you get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip on. This makes the three layers behave like one thing. Then add a regular compressor after it for sidechain breathing. Sidechain from the drum bus. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160. Aim for 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Subtle. The texture should step back when the drums hit, not collapse. Now a key set of quality checks from the coach notes. First, noise floor management. At the drop, when drums are playing, your texture bus should be barely identifiable. If you can clearly describe it like that hissy pad, it's probably 2 to 4 dB too loud. A good ballpark is having it live somewhere around minus 18 to minus 12 dB relative to your drums, but always trust the missing glue test. Mute the texture and see if the track suddenly feels flatter, not clearer. Second, mono compatibility. Wide bids can vanish in mono. Periodically set utility width on the room texture bus to 0% and listen. If it collapses into harsh midrange, reduce chorus or reverb width, or tame resonant peaks on the tonal layer. If it disappears completely, you need a center anchor. Here's the center pin trick. On the bus, create an audio effect rack with two chains. Chain 1 is sides, utility width 200%, then EQ 8 with a high pass at 200. Chain 2 is center, utility width 0%, then EQ 8 in a gentle band pass around 300 Hz to 3K. Blend the center chain quietly. The result is wide air plus a stable mid presence that survives mono without sounding hollow. Step 5. Make it loop like a pro, meaning it evolves. D and B textures are arranged. Even if they're subtle, they're not static. Try this simple arrangement. For the intro, 16 bars, AIR plus tonal only, and slowly open a filter or brighten slightly over time. At the drop, bring in rhythm quietly so the track starts rolling without adding more drums. In the second 16, automate something small. Resonator wet up a little during a fill, or echo wet up for two beats, then back. In breakdowns, mute the rhythm and let AIR move slowly, like modulating chorus rate or slow filter drift. It reads cinematic and gives the listener a reset. Pick only two or three automations. If you automate everything, it stops feeling intentional. Advanced variations if you want extra options without extra plugins. If you don't want to use a gate for rhythm, use AutoPan as tremolo. Put AutoPan on room rhythm. Set the shape close to square. Rate sync to 1/8 or 1/16. Phase at 0 degrees so it becomes volume chopping, not panning, and amount around 20 to 60%. Then sidechain the whole bus lightly from drums. This can sound tighter on busy patterns. If you want an industrial haze, add erosion on room rhythm in noise mode, frequency 2 to 6K, amount very low, like 0.2 to 1.5. Then immediately low pass it with auto filter around 6 to 10K so it stays behind cymbals. If resonators feel too obvious, you can turn room tone into a playable note bed. Drop the cleaned clip into simpler or sampler. Enable looping with a tiny loop region. Use crossfade to remove clicks and key track a filter a bit. Now you can play the room in key, like an instrument, without its screaming resonator effect. Now let's run the mini practice exercise so you actually lock this in. Set your project to 174 BPM. Load any two-step DNB beat. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Group your drums into a drum bus if they aren't already. Record or import 30 seconds of room tone. Build the three layers. Air, rhythm, tonal. Arrange 16 bars like this. Bars 1 through 9. Air and tonal only, with a slow filter open or subtle brightening. At bar 9, bring in rhythm quietly for the drop roll. At bar 13, automate a small resonator's lift for a fill moment, like 15% wet up to 30% just briefly. Then export the 16-bar loop and do the A/B test. One version with texture on, one with texture muted. Your pass condition is perfect. When the texture is muted, the track feels emptier. This audio version is shortened for playback.